Are you a busy woman who at times struggles with reducing your daily stress? Do you know that you need to slow down but do not know how? If you're looking at reducing your daily stress, you're in the right place. My name is Denise Eckert and I welcome you to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. I just love interviewing guests so they can share their stress-reducing tips and techniques with you. Now, if you find this podcast helpful, please share it with someone who struggles with stress. Because lowering our stress will make us a better person, a happier partner, mom, friend, neighbor, etc. And the best part is happiness is contagious. Enjoy this episode. Hi there, it's Denise Eckert from the Relaxation Lounge. And I love coming on here and sharing different techniques to help you lower your stress in your life. And today I've got Danielle Amos, and she's a money mindset mentor. She works with women all over the world who know that they are made for more. Danielle has used the programs and tools she coaches to walk the walk because she went from six figures in debt to creating a multi-million dollar brand in just a few short years. Not only has she become a multi-millionaire, she's also mentored others to do the same. She's known for showing women how to turn their yearly income into their monthly income and beyond, and not by working harder, by working smarter. And Danielle is one of Bob Proctor's proteges and is a top consultant with the Proctor Gallagher Institute. She received her Gold Pin Achievement Award and was a member of Bob's Millionaire Roundtable Inner Circle. And I just want to add as well, she's also the podcast host for the Prosperity Practice, which I love. So welcome, Danielle.
Thank you, Denise. I appreciate that.
Now, how did you get onto this journey of helping women with their money mindset?
Okay, well... I didn't have one, and I grew up not understanding money at all. And, you know, my family was paycheck to paycheck, my father, single dad, working tons of jobs. And I thought that you became successful because of hard work. And so I was really willing to work hard. And I was doing well. Like, I had a corporate career that if you looked at me from the outside, you'd be like, oh, she's got it all together, you know, the relationship, the job. But I wasn't happy. I wasn't fulfilled. And I just really wanted to build my own empire. And I realized I was constantly doing things for other people, making them successful. Can you relate? And so I quit the job and people thought I was crazy. And I jumped into network marketing. But I still had the same expenses. Like, I still had the mortgages with no income. And I assumed I'd go right to the top. Well, 2.5 years later, ton of debt because no income and expenses. And my husband going, what have you done? Like, you've completely put us in danger. And I was praying for an answer. My nights were sleepless because I was so worried about all the debt. I was one of those people that would take like money off one credit card to pay onto the other. And I was constantly juggling. It didn't work. And I was becoming a not so nice person to be around. And I remember this moment in my kitchen where I had been arguing with my husband, who was blaming me, fair enough. And I just like fell to the ground in tears in my kitchen. And I came to realize that if anything was going to change, it needed to be up to me. Like, I had to stop waiting for him to fix it or for, you know, for other people to do it for me and to stop blaming everyone. And around that same time, it's interesting, when the student's ready, the teacher appears. My mom literally dragged me to a seminar in Guelph, and it was a Bob Proctor seminar. I had no idea who he was. And I was like this at the back of the room. He said something on stage and he said, your way's not working. Mine does. And I was like, he's right. And he said, I can tell it's not working. And he was speaking to the group, but it felt like he was speaking to me. He said, I can tell it's not working. Look at your results. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I had all these yeah, buts still. Like, yeah, but my husband doesn't yet believe in me. Yeah, but. And he's like, nope, it's you. And I registered for his program, borrowed 3 credit cards to put the deposit on, went through the program as a client. 6 months later, I tripled my income. In that moment, I knew what pain I was in. I knew how much worry I had. I knew that I was beating myself up, and I knew that I wasn't alone, that other women did the same. And so I decided that I needed to help women in that moment. and I became a consultant and I completely changed careers.
That's amazing, because I know for myself, money is so hard. And the thing is, it's so much stress that, you know, you can make yourself sick, you can put yourself in burnout, and it becomes that horrible hamster wheel that you become, you know, just this frantic woman. As you said, it affects your health, it affects your relationships. Now, for someone listening, what are the steps that you can take to get out of that hamster wheel?
Yeah, well, I think the very first step, and you heard me say it, it's responsibility. And it's not a word that we want to hear when we're in it. I know it. I know where you are. So, and it's the only way. Because any time that you are victim to anything outside of you, as good as the reason or the excuse is for your circumstance, any time that we are a victim, the thing that we're victim to is controlling us. And we're not in control. And so we want to take our power back. And taking our power back means taking full responsibility. And the reality is, your future has nothing to do with your past. Your future has nothing to do with where you came from, the education you have, how old you are, where you grew up, where, like, what you did and didn't have, like, none of it. Your network, your future depends on you and your mindset and the way that you think. And so taking responsibility of your thinking is your first step.
Now, you had a really quick turnaround, and I do. I congratulate you for all the achievements that you've done, and it's amazing that you're helping women. And when you are working with women, do you see that quick of a turnaround from realization, taking that responsibility, and moving forward? And
yeah, well, okay. So here's the thing. You know, it sounds on the outside like it was quick. And yes, 6 months in the program and I tripled my income from like nothing really, like 2000, and it went up to 7,800. So that seems fast. And it was like the longest 6 months it felt like, but here's the thing. It wasn't just the 6 months, was it? It was the 2.5 years of me willing to persist in a business that wasn't working. That was all part of it. So it's like when people say, you know, they talk to actors and they're like overnight success. And they're like, well, you haven't seen the 10 years of auditions and la, la, la that I've done. So the truth is, it wasn't overnight success. And however, to answer the question, do I see a fast, like, does someone receive results really quickly? The answer is yes. And here's why. And not everyone. And it's a potential. And here's why. Because we have a mental program in our mind that's getting, this is the reason for our results. It's our habitual way of being. It's our habitual thinking. And when a person understands and takes responsibility and learns how to reprogram their mind for the results that they want, it is like that. They become aligned with their goal. So I have, like, it would take me hours to go through the success stories from someone who's received wins in the first couple of weeks. Like, I've had an actress who received an offer within a few weeks of the program that was the biggest offer. That one single offer was all of her career to date income. That's happened in a few short weeks. I've had other people, it took 2 years, but here's the thing. 2 years is faster than the 20 than like what it would have probably taken on her own. And I've had people go from 3,000 to 100,000 in a year, like 2,000 a month to 20,000 a month kind of thing. And beyond, now that woman is earning millions, like way surpassed my results. So it can happen fast, but it's not the speed that is so impressive. It's the person that they've had to become in that process and the thinking that they've had to change and be willing to do. Like, that's really, so the speed is really up to you. Like, are you willing to get uncomfortable? Are you willing to look yourself in the mirror? Are you willing to take responsibility? If all that's a yes, 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 I can show you exactly how to do that and you can go do, 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 do. But if there's any sort of resistance, because it's not easy, then yeah, it might take a little longer. And it's faster than you doing it on your own.
Now, is it all about the money, though?
Well, that's a great question. And it's one that I get a lot. The money, the fancy cars, the handbags, you donating to your favorite charity, they're all amazing things. And they're byproducts. of the true, like the true value in all of this. So the reason why you desire more money, the reason why you desire the car, the reason why you desire the perfect relationship and all of the things that are on your long list, all the things, all the experiences is for growth. So the purpose of a goal is growth. So it is about the person you become. That is the most important piece. However, when people come and they say, well, it's not all about the money, money is very important. Why? Well, the truth is that abundance is your birthright and money is unlimited in this universe. That's like not a lot of people, but like they'll be like, no. Well, it's constantly in circulation and you earning your millions, Denise, doesn't mean that someone else can't earn theirs. And this is what I know is that when you have money, you can make a bigger impact in the world because the other resources we use to make an impact in the world, like time, like I can donate my time to my favorite charity. My time is limited. It's a finite resource. Money is infinite. And the more money I have, the more good I can do in the world, the more change I can create because I am a physical being, a spiritual being in this physical body. And money is a form of exchange in this universe, in this current physical world that we live. So money is really, really important. So if it is always flowing to us and it's our birthright, why not open the floodgates and get it all? Like you'd be crazy to say no. So it's all about the money and not about the money.
So now what's your day like? I mean, you talk a lot about not working harder, but working smarter, becoming more successful. Do you take days off? Do you take more vacations?
Yeah. So like, what's the life look like with that? Well, freedom. Yeah. So I think this is where we get to have some fun and make up the rules for ourselves. You know, for money for me means that I've hired a team that I pay very well. I have now a COO and a creative director. And like when in the beginning, it was me. And I was willing to like work around, do all the things. But money's given me the ability to hire people and to pay well. And so that allows me more freedom to do the things that I love and to spend more time with my family. So I say work smarter, not harder. And that what that means, and I'm going to go back to my day because I've got some fun things to share. But what I mean by that, though, even when it was just me, I wasn't on a hamster wheel. That was the old me before I understood how the mind works. I was willing to work the long hours, put in like 5 more hours, make more calls, la, 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 and just like spin my wheels. That was my day because of the belief that time equals money. It doesn't. And then I learned that it didn't matter how hard I worked, my income was staying relatively the same. But here's a girl over here that I'm watching, like my colleague, and she's working 2 hours a day and her results are like triple mine. I'm like, what's the difference? Well, she is engaging her mental faculties or she understands the mind so that she is taking inspired action. And she's really paying attention to the energy that she's in when she takes the action. Because it's not the action that you take that's important. It's like, it's not the strategy that's important. It is the energy, the feeling that you're in while you take the action that matters. It's not the strategy that matters. It's whether or not you believe in the strategy. And if you're in that belief feeling, confidence feeling, it would be, you know, when you take the action. And that determines whether or not the strategy works. And so I was spinning my wheels, not paying attention to how I felt while I was doing it. And so I was working really hard. As soon as I cleaned up my energy and understood my feelings are my guidance system, and I can work backwards when I feel good and when I see the world from the goal achieved, and then I take the action, my results multiply. Like I'm getting constantly yeses. So the social media post I put out gets results back. The podcast I record, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Before it wasn't getting much traction. Well, I wasn't in the energy that was a vibrational match for the traction. So I clean up my energy and then the same action gets better results. And that's what it means to work smarter, not harder. Another thing is to make sure that you're connected to source so that the ideas you do get while you're in a positive vibration are ideas from source energy, from your inner being, leading you, guiding you the way of the path of least resistance to get achieving your goal, to achieving the millions, to achieving the best relationship, best health and all that. So, but we can't hear that guidance if we're running, running, running on a hamster wheel. You're just too busy. You can't, you're not receiving it. So that's that. An example of what freedom means to me is being able to do what I want, when I want, with who I want, and be able to make the choices. And I say, I no longer order at the restaurant from the right-hand side of the menu. A lot of people order their day from the right-hand side of the menu. They make decisions based on cost. And what freedom means to me is I just get to look at the left hand and go, ooh, what do I desire? And that's what I've been able to achieve. And what I have for me, I want for you. And what I want for me, I want for every other person, because it's just such a beautiful existence. Like, I got to play tennis this morning in between webinars for clients and in between calls. I'm about to go on a helicopter with my family. And like, I've never been on a helicopter before. We were sitting around on the weekend going, what can we do? That was something we haven't done before. And I'm like, oh, you know what? I'd really like to go on a helicopter. So we were going on a helicopter to go to an island to have fish and chips. And then we're coming back.
And raise.
You know it. Oh my gosh. To get there by boat or helicopter. And I was like, oh my gosh, we love fish and chips. And like, this is so awesome. So like, that's what my days get to be like, because, and it's like, ooh, like, what do I desire? And here's the truth, Denise, it's available. Like, there's nothing special. Like, there's nothing, but I'm telling you, I came from the same, probably very similar money stories, from the very similar, like, background. Like, maybe I had it better than some of you. Maybe I had it worse than some of you. We were all programmed. And once we're aware, we've got to take responsibility and reprogram our mind for the results we want, because it's pretty cool.
Now, a lot of us tend to play small. Why do women play small?
I really think we are programmed. Like, think of some of the things we heard as kids. Like, don't show off, dear. Like, you know, quiet down. You're too bold. You're too whatever. Too loud. Too fancy. Tame it down. Be humble. And we are literally taught that if we fully express ourselves and celebrate our wins and who we are, that we're bragging. It doesn't feel good to have those voices from grandma, mom, like whatever, in our mind. And that's what happens. So we downplay our wins and we tend to put them under a rug. Like, yes, I just won that. Yeah, okay. But like, oh, so did she, you know, and we've got all these excuses. And it's just a programming, and it is not doing us any favors, because what happens is we create mountains out of molehills of our mistakes. We exaggerate those in our minds. We use our imagination against ourselves, and the problems that we experience, the failures, we're like, you know, we really take it on and we get emotionally connected, and then it's right there in our memory so that we can always remember it. And then all, at the same time, we're like humble and downplaying, and it really doesn't work. And so what I say to my clients is, I'm like, I don't want you to be humble. I want you to be grateful, but I want you to be honest. Honest about how fabulous you are. Honest about who you are, and tell the world and have a different perception that your wins need to be told, because there are women, there are people watching you, that because you did, they will now believe that they can. And that is our job, to become the best version, the wealthiest version, the best relationships, the best health, whatever your desire is, so that we can be the example for others. So really stop dimming your light. And I'm a big fan of the Marianne Williamson quote. It's like, not who, you know, who we think we are. It's like, it's so powerful and so true. And I think if we women lock arms and come together and stop judging each other, then we'll be much further ahead. Understanding, like, she, that my example, if she can, I can. And congratulate her. And also, I want to say, assume that she's self-made. It's funny how the mind's like, sees a woman driving a convertible. Oh, she must have a healthy husband or a sugar daddy or a rich family. Well, what if we stop that?
Yeah. I love that. So we're going to start wrapping it up. So do you have any special words of wisdom you'd like to share with the audience today?
Oh my gosh. I feel like I talked your ear off, Denise.
No, I love it. I love it.
I can like riff, obviously.
I love it.
Well, you know, I've been in the group, and I love what you're doing, Denise, and thank you for creating this space. So really is to help people calm their mind and become more stable in their thinking and just provide this resource. It's really, really important, especially right now coming out of what we've just come out of. And my words to everyone listening is to know, if you can really know in your heart that wherever you are right now in your circumstance, it's, you are okay. That it's part of the journey. And although you might not wish or pray for it to continue very long, that I know this to be true, that every season comes to an end. And that if it resonates with you to really tap into mindset work and to say, okay, what if this, I can master my mind to create the results I want? What is it that I would want? And just allow yourself to open up, like be open-minded and dream a little bit. And take one step at a time and get yourself surrounded with a community like Denise's, where you are supported and you're walking the walk with like-minded people. It's so important. Misery loves company. And so does the opposite. And so you don't have to stay where you are. You don't have to settle. There's a whole world of people who aren't settling, and it's open to everyone. So claim your spot, because no one can do it for you.
I love that. And I also understand you have a free gift for the listeners today, the Becoming Masterclass.
Yeah. Okay. So this is a masterclass that we sell, and it was recorded live, and it comes with a workbook. And Denise, it's so important. This masterclass is really close to my heart because it's all about self-image and how you see yourself. Truly how you see yourself in your heart. So if you don't see that you're worthy, you'll never be worthy in the outside world. And so this masterclass actually takes you through the steps so that you can see yourself and love yourself, every part of you, and then literally write who you want to grow into, who you want to be. And I teach you how to become her. My husband's an actor, so it has the actor's technique in it. There's lots of exercises and ways that you can apply it, very tangible. And so just the 5-day class brings about great change in a person. So we're offering it to all your listeners for free. There's a group and a community, and you'll be assigned an accountability partner and a success ambassador, we call them, to help you along your journey.
Wow, amazing. So thank you, Danielle. This was an amazing episode. I love the information that you share because, yes, financial stress can really put a toll on a person. So I really thank you for being on here today and sharing your amazing wisdom. And thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Calm Your Daily Stress podcast. Have you ever wondered what your stress personality is? Are you a self-care goddess or a burnout queen? Well, you can find out by taking my free quiz. You just need to go to www.stressquiz.info to find out where you rank. Sending you love and peace, and I'll see you in the next episode.